Marty's going to come with me there for keep company there. So it's been kind of hectic here, doing things every day, but I don't know. I like to think I'm gaining ground there. Over.
Marty is your old faithful, isn't he? Oh dear. Yeah, he's a good lad. He is doing the tower with us, wasn't he? But is there nowhere nearer rather than going to Regina all the time, Randy? Because I think that must be, is it a 2 hour plus drive for you?
That's about 2.5 hours here, at least, for us here, so, to Regina. It's 3 hours to Saskatoon, so it's a little closer. It's about an hour driving time, I guess, there and back. I save by going to Regina, so. So, yeah, I just got to get my eyes checked there. You have to check something there. I get something. It's it's not an annual checkup. It's a checkup they do on my eyes every... Oh, I don't know, 5-7 years, I got a kind of a, I don't know, just a thing on my eye, I guess, some kind of a glitch. I've had it there for years and years and years, but they always want to watch it, make sure it doesn't start to grow on me, because if it gets larger, then it causes other problems, so, I've always had not to worry about it. It's just a regular checkup, I guess. So, but they put me through all the tests there and everything like that in Regina there. So, and I've been going to them for many years already. So, but anyways, just kind of throws things hectic here for me and my schedule here. So, what have you done there so far with? Keeping busy there and living the good life there. Is Debbie sick of you yet? We're just sitting back and having a nice hot chocolate here this evening here right now. B5 Gulf Gulf Whiskey, B5 RJM.
Hey, I'll drop another two of them hot chocolate. We'll have one, Debbie said. So, we'll be over in a minute. Yeah, we just get the jumbo jet out. Well, even the helicopter will take us an hour or so, I think. But, yeah, she hasn't thrown me out yet anyway. We went into Melford today, done a bit of shopping and robbed the bank and a few other bits and pieces. And came home, so been chilling out most of the afternoon. Looked after our chickens, gave them water, and made sure the feed was all right. So she's getting loads of eggs at the moment. So keeping busy. I got loads to do. I think I might go out and have a go at my beam antenna tomorrow and maybe see if I can get that up in the air and working. I think I told you before the rotator backed up on it, even though it's a new one. It must be the wire or something maybe somewhere. I'll have to check that out. But apart from that, we're living the dream. Our repeater crashed last weekend. I don't know what they're going to do with it, or what's wrong with it. I think the transmitter side's gone down again. So we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do with it. We'll find out what the problem is. B5RGM, B5GGW.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's not good. So you got no repeater in Melford working right now. That's not good. We can help some way. Let us know. Maybe we can help you out somehow. I don't know. anyways, yeah, it would be nice to set up that crossband there at your place there too, so still planning on working on that there, but I want to go down there and do some work there with Aaron and get him back up on the air there too, and go visit, have a dinner there in Humboldt there, so. And, yeah, I got you still marked to my head here to make sure I contact you when we go there, so you guys can join us there in Humboldt for lunch. So yeah, a few things I got to get done here before that happens, so. But maybe sometime along that way I can pick up those radios and get a crossband working for you there. And in the meantime, you can have an antenna there set up there for a dual band antenna there. I don't know what you got there. Do you have a dual band antenna that you can use for that purpose there? Over.
Negative, Randy. I'll get a new one. I'll just get a new one and stick it up. It won't be a problem. They're not that expensive. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was actually talking to Dave today. He was, his repeater's up and running at the moment anyway. I think he was saying he's more or less solved the problem, whatever it was with it. And he was working through it himself there, so it seems to be working okay anyway, Randy, over. once with Aaron, but and I couldn't do it on the directional. But as soon as I get me beam up on the mobile tower, I'll give him a shout and see if he's knocking around and arrange a sked with him, like, you know, and see what happens from there on. But I worked him before anyway. I worked him on SSB from here and had a QSO with him. A little bit weak, but we did manage a quick QSO there on sideband around the other.
Yeah, copy that there. So, that's great. So, that's another one of my mini projects there, is to get my HF back on the air, slowly moving things over and getting my new setup there. But it's a slow process because I just do things when I have a little few minutes here and there, sort of thing. But anyhow, no, that's all good. Yeah, things are always got something to do, and slowly we're improving the system, I think. So, but yeah, that crossband would help you guys out big time there. And who knows, there might be a few extra users, or one or two or whatever, that would be able to take advantage of your crossband situation there. So, increase the coverage area out west there of Tisdale there. That would make a big difference there as well. So, fine business. I noticed earlier that you guys weren't connected to the Transcanada net, so somebody must have connected up the repeater there for you. Maybe it was yourself there. Over.
Negative, it wasn't me, Randy. I didn't connect it or disconnect it or do anything with it. But we were out until probably 1 o'clock today, 2 o'clock I think, something like when we got back on. And then we're doing other bits and pieces. But it'd be nice to have a chat with Aaron Eyeball. You can meet up at Aaron's sometime if you're going across there. He's only, about an hour and a little bit away from me. So that's not, no difference than going to Humboldt, really. Humboldt's an hour drive from here, an hour and 10 minutes, I think, or something like that. So, I don't know where Dave actually works in Humboldt, or lives in Humboldt. Is he south, north, east, or west of Humboldt, around the other?
I could send a pin over to you there at his address and location there, so you have it there, I guess. But I'd have to go to my other computer to do that. I don't have it on my phone here, I don't think. But he's right in Humboldt there, so pretty centralized there. He's the main highway going to Humboldt. He's a couple of blocks on the north side of it there, around that, 9th Avenue there, I think it is, 9th or 10th Avenue, he's a couple of blocks to the north there, I think, so, yeah, he lives in a crescent there, so, but he got his, he did quite a bit of work there. They got the tower up there and ran new coax and set up the antennas and all that sort of thing. So, and then he set up his repeater there, and it's connected now with the Link radio, so with the node. So that's it's progress, slowly getting there. Oh boy, at least we got all this to do in these winter months there. It helps pass the winter by for some of us. Back to you.
The 5GGW. Yeah, the other repeater in Ingolfelt on 7:30 Dave was telling me that I think he's put another repeater in. It seems to be slightly better, but still never work anybody through it. It's a damn shame. I don't know whether he's going to connect that one to the system, Randy, is he?